Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a fitness routine you started recently. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle various speaking topics. One recurring theme that often challenges test takers is describing a fitness routine they recently started. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to articulate personal experiences and health-related vocabulary. Let's dive into how you can excel in this particular speaking task and boost your IELTS score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a fitness routine you started recently, is a common one in IELTS speaking tests. It's particularly relevant given the global focus on health and wellness. Examiners often use this topic to assess a candidate's ability to use appropriate vocabulary related to health and fitness, describe personal experiences and routines, express opinions on lifestyle choices, discuss motivations and challenges. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain popular due to its universal relevance. IELTS speaking test structure. Let's break down how this topic might be addressed in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about fitness and exercise. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Do you exercise regularly? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I try to exercise a few times a week. I usually go for a jog or do some stretching at home. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I make it a point to engage in physical activity at least 4 times a week. This typically involves a mix of cardio and strength training to ensure a well-rounded fitness regimen. What kind of exercise do you enjoy most? Band 6-7. Answer: I really like swimming. It's fun and helps me relax after a long day. Band 8-9. Answer: I'm particularly fond of high-intensity interval training (HIIT). It's not only time-efficient, but also incredibly effective in boosting both my cardiovascular fitness and muscular endurance. Plus, the endorphin rush afterwards is quite invigorating. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a potential cue card for this topic. Describe a fitness routine you started recently. You should say what the routine is, why you started it, how often you do it, and explain how you feel about this new routine. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a yoga routine I recently incorporated into my daily life. It all began when I stumbled upon a beginner's yoga video online during the lockdown. The instructor's soothing voice and the promise of improved flexibility and mental clarity instantly piqued my interest. I decided to start this routine primarily because I was feeling the strain of prolonged hours at my desk. My posture was suffering, and I often experienced back pain and stiffness in my shoulders. Moreover, I was looking for a way to manage stress and improve my overall well-being. I've committed to practicing yoga every morning for about 30 minutes before starting my workday. It's become a non-negotiable part of my daily schedule, much like brushing my teeth or having breakfast. Regarding my feelings about this new routine, I can confidently say that it has been transformative. Not only has it alleviated my physical discomfort, but it has also had a profound impact on my mental state. I feel more centered and equipped to handle daily challenges. The mindfulness aspect of yoga has spilled over into other areas of my life, improving my focus and productivity. Moreover, the sense of achievement I get from mastering new poses is incredibly rewarding. It's a tangible reminder of my progress and motivates me to keep pushing my boundaries. Overall, this yoga routine has become more than just a fitness activity. It's a holistic approach to health that I'm grateful to have discovered. Follow-up questions. Have you faced any challenges in maintaining this routine? Band 8-9. Answer: While I've generally been consistent with my routine, there have been occasional hurdles. The main challenge has been maintaining motivation on days when I'm particularly tired or pressed for time. However, I've learned to overcome this by reminding myself of the long-term benefits and how much better I feel after each session. I've also found that preparing my yoga space the night before helps eliminate excuses in the morning. How has this routine affected other aspects of your life? Band 8-9 answer. The ripple effects of this routine have been quite remarkable. It's enhanced my time management skills, as I now prioritize my mornings more effectively. my improved posture and reduced stress levels have boosted my confidence at work. Additionally, the mindfulness practices from yoga have spilled over into my daily interactions, making me a more attentive listener and patient communicator. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to fitness and health. Here are some potential questions and answers. How important do you think regular exercise is for maintaining good health? Band 6-7. Answer. I think regular exercise is very important for staying healthy. It helps people stay fit and can prevent many diseases. Band 8-9. Answer. Regular exercise is absolutely crucial for maintaining optimal health. It's not just about physical fitness. It's a cornerstone of overall well-being. Exercise has been scientifically proven to reduce the risk of chronic diseases, improve mental health, and enhance cognitive function. In our increasingly sedentary lifestyles, incorporating regular physical activity is more important than ever. It's a proactive approach to health that can significantly improve quality of life and longevity. Do you think governments should do more to encourage people to exercise? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think governments should encourage people to exercise more. They could build more parks or sports facilities. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. Governments have a vested interest in promoting public health, and encouraging exercise should be a key component of any health policy. This could be achieved through a multifaceted approach, including infrastructure development, like creating more green spaces and cycle lanes, educational campaigns about the benefits of exercise, and financial incentives such as tax breaks for gym memberships or active commuting. Moreover, integrating physical education more robustly into school curricula can help instill healthy habits from a young age. By prioritizing exercise at a governmental level, we can potentially alleviate the burden on healthcare systems and foster a more productive, healthier society. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples related to fitness routines. Holistic approach, SH, noun phrase, a method of treatment that looks at all aspects of a person's health, including physical, mental, and emotional factors. Example, yoga offers a holistic approach to fitness, addressing both physical and mental well-being. Cardiovascular endurance, cardiovascular endurance, noun phrase, the ability of the heart and lungs to supply oxygen to the body during sustained physical activity. Example, regular swimming has significantly improved my cardiovascular endurance. To push one's boundaries, idiom, to extend beyond one's usual limits. Example, this new fitness routine has encouraged me to push my boundaries and attempt more challenging exercises. Mindfulness, noun, the practice of being aware of your body, mind, and feelings in the present moment. Example, incorporating mindfulness into my workout routine has helped me stay focused and reduce stress. Invigorating. Adjective, making one feel strong, healthy, and full of energy. Example, I find morning jogs to be incredibly invigorating, setting a positive tone for the rest of my day. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing fitness routines, be specific. Instead of general statements, provide detailed examples from your personal experience. Use a range of tenses. Discuss your past motivations, current routine, and future goals to showcase your grammatical range. Employ idiomatic language. Naturally incorporate idioms and colloquial expressions to demonstrate fluency. Show enthusiasm. Examiners appreciate candidates who speak passionately about their experiences. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with health and fitness vocabulary through regular speaking practice. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and a wide range of vocabulary will help you achieve a high score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a change you made in your lifestyle for health reasons, or describing a virtual fitness class you attended. These related topics can help broaden your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss health and fitness matters fluently.